Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is August the 28th. It's the memorial of St. Augustine, one of the heavyweights when it comes to the church. I think today I want to talk about the idea of, I want to talk about the mass readings and the idea of being ready to meet the Lord, being ready for his second coming, all that stuff. That's the theme of the gospel. You know, I'm not going to tell you that this is a popular message because oftentimes it isn't, but I think it's an important message. And I think for those of us, and I'm mainly talking about myself, who have a tendency to procrastinate. And that's one of my big problems. I do that. I think, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow. If we are really going to live in the present moment, which is what God wants us to do, he wants us to live in the present moment, focus on today, then I can't assume that I'm going to be able to do something tomorrow, or at least I shouldn't. And you know, for a lot of reasons, it's just a good habit to get into. The idea that I'm going to make today count, and I'm going to do everything today as if I won't get another day. And what that does for us, it keeps us focused on the present moment, which is going to bring us peace, but it also helps us to really live our lives. And I think what we're going through right now with this global pandemic especially, We can easily fall into this trap of just waiting till things get better. When things get back to normal, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Well, we could still pray for things to get back to normal, but I really believe that God wants us to live our lives to the best of our ability right now, because this day is all we're promised. And you know, it is a good message. It sounds like it's a frightening message, but it's a message that we all need to hear. And in particular, I need to remember this. I really do, because this kind of message motivates me. It motivates me to live my life to the fullest and to do the best that I can for God. So let's look at these. We'll start with the gospel, and then I might go into the first reading. I'm not really sure. I'm going to go where the Spirit leads. But at any rate, I'm glad you're here. I hope you can settle in and hang around with me for the entire 30 minutes as we close out the week. I want to remind you, too, that my weekly show, the Gary Zimak Show, you can get that now at your regular podcast source. That show is going to focus on the weekly mass reading, on the Sunday mass reading. So if you want to get a little insight into the readings that are going to be coming up this Sunday, check out that show, the Gary Zimak Show. I'd love to have you become a listener to that as well. It's very similar in format to this show. It's free of charge as well. You can find out more by going to followingthetruth.com, or you can just go to wherever you get your normal podcast from and download it there. All right, let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven and let's ask him for what we need. Let's express our gratitude. Let's praise him a little bit. And let's begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we praise you this day. We praise you for your almighty power. We praise you for your wisdom. We praise you for your omnipresence. We praise you for your omniscience. Father, we praise you for your wisdom, which far exceeds any wisdom that we can have or will ever have. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for your creation of the universe. We praise you for your presence in the lives of your people throughout history. We praise you for sending us your Son, Jesus, and for working out the plan to redeem us. We praise you, Father, for sending us the Holy Spirit, which allows us to reach out to you in prayer. Father, we thank you for bringing us to this moment in time. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for providing for all of our needs. We thank you, Father, for always being available. And we thank you for your patience with us and your mercy, that you constantly exhibit. You never lose patience with us, even though many times we forget all about you. Father, we praise you. We turn to you and worship you. We ask you to grant our needs this day, whatever they may be. If you need to send us suffering, if that will somehow help us, then that's fine. Just give us, please, the grace to deal with that suffering. Father, we pray for all of our family and friends. We lift up those who have asked for our prayers. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for their complete healing, Father. We pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for a return to normal life in the world, with the exception of our interior disposition. We pray that we're changed, that when and if you choose to let life get back to normal, that we never forget about you, that we always recognize your presence, your power, your love, and that we strive to do everything in accordance with your will. Father, I pray that you send your Spirit to give me the words on today's program and open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to what it is that you have to say. Father God, I ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as always, thanks for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. And, you know, earlier today, it's funny, we talk a lot, or I talk a lot, about maintaining peace and turning to the Lord and letting him fill us with his peace. But, you know, there are these situations in life that just suck the peace out of us sometimes. Isn't that frustrating? Yesterday, the clothes dryer wasn't working right. And this is always one of these potential sources of anxiety for me. When that happens, when the clothes dryer or the washer or the refrigerator doesn't seem to be just right, and I start thinking, well, where am I going to get the money for this? And then I got to have somebody in the house. I got to make sure they're wearing their mask and taking precautions. You know, so there's all kinds of potential problems that arise. Now, this happened yesterday with the dryer. It turns out that I give my wife credit, because I was trying to, you know, sometimes they just lapse into that problem-solving mode, which is necessary. We talked about that on the show yesterday. Sometimes God wants us to solve these problems. He wants us to use our common sense. But sometimes I forget to just pause and just collect myself and say a prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to inspire my thoughts. I do forget that sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you. But my wife was smart enough yesterday to say, why don't we just say a prayer about this? As I was trying to figure it out, and we came up with a solution. It looks like it's what could be a minor mechanical problem. Believe me, I have no idea about any kind of home repair, but this was a minor issue with one of the knobs, and we think we may have gotten around it. The dryer itself is working, but we just have to figure out the problem with the knob. I was able to find one cheaply on the internet today, and I ordered it, so we'll see what happens. But that took away some of my peace yesterday, because, you know, things are going good, and all of a sudden this happens. And then today, I had a problem with my daily email devotional. I logged on to the mail service, and things looked a little funky. I wasn't able to do things the way I normally can. I tried it a couple times, tried to come up with a couple workarounds, wasn't working. And it turns out, I believe it was on the company's end, because when I logged back on again, everything was normal. And I was able to get the email out, even though it was a little late. But these things that come up, these situations that come up, can easily cause us to lose sight of God and his providence and his care for us and his love, because we get blindsided with problems. But I believe that the more we get used to spending time with him in prayer and turning to him and recognizing his power in our lives, the more natural it becomes. That's what I find. So in the past, I might never get to the point where I'm turning to God in prayer, because I'm too busy running around like an idiot trying to fix my problems, and therefore I never get any peace. Now it takes me less time. It might not be instant, but it's better. And I say this to you to try to encourage you to realize that this growing closer to our Father and to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, this is a process, and it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, sometimes it can happen overnight, but it's usually a gradual process where we are learning day by day the importance of a relationship with Him, and we have to practice. And yes, sometimes we're going to mess up. That's okay. When we mess up, no matter what it is, no matter whether it's serious sin or whether it's just not turning to Him as quickly as we should and asking for help, we could just say to Him, Father, I'm sorry. Please help me to remember next time. And the Holy Spirit is really good about helping us to remember these things. So I want to point that out there, because I don't want you to beat yourself up. I want you to know that I struggle with this too, and it's a lifelong process. That's okay. Let's keep working at it, though. And you will see progress. I see progress. I'm better than I used to with this stuff. But, you know, sometimes my pride gets in the way, and I get impatient. I should be better than this. You know, did you ever get like that? I should be better than this. I shouldn't fall into this sin again. Well, if we're not careful, we can get proud. And we can cut the Holy Spirit out of the picture. We can cut the Father out of the picture. We can cut Jesus out of the picture. And we just start thinking about us. Me, me, me. I've got to fix this. Well, Jesus never intended for us to fix anything by ourselves. He intended for us to cooperate with the grace given to us by the Holy Spirit. And in fact, what did Jesus say in John 15:5? Apart from me, you could do nothing. So we all need to remember that. So I hope that made you feel a little bit better. Let's talk about this gospel from today's Mass. It's a good one because it's a parable. It's a reminder for us that today's all we have. Let's do the best we can today. And let's not focus on tomorrow and what might happen and push things off until tomorrow. That goes for both doing the things that you should be getting done today, and, you know, don't put them off until tomorrow, and also for the potential fears about what might happen tomorrow, because that's another trap we can fall into. And when we do that, we deprive ourselves of the peace that God wants to give us today by living in the present moment. We got to be careful about that. The Gospel is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went out to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." You know, that whole parable, a lot of details there. But I think the message, we can extract the message by looking at that very last line, that last verse. The words of Jesus, "Stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." That's such a good message for us. Stay awake because you don't know the day or the hour. And it's also a warning to the tendency we have sometimes to believe the doomsday prophets who are saying that, well, this is, the world is coming to an end. See, this sign and that sign show that the world's coming to an end. Yeah, well, look, we're in the end times. And the end times, according to Jesus, as recorded in the Bible, are any time between his first coming and his second coming. Well, we already had the first coming over 2,000 years ago. So we are technically in the end times, because when he comes again, that's it. this earth, this world is going to come to an end, and he will come again in glory. We don't know when that's going to be. Now, we can sit around and get all freaked out, get all panicked, and look at this sign or that sign or this natural disaster or this president or this pope or this person and say, aha, these are the signs that the world is coming to an end. Here's the way I like to look at it. My life on earth is going to be over in a relatively short period of time. I mean, no matter how you look at it, I think the average male adult, the average male life expectancy in the United States is around 80. I'm 61. So I don't have that many more years in this world. I don't want to waste time. I wasted a lot of time in my life. I did. I procrastinated. I focused on myself, on enjoying life at the expense of others. You know, my life was centered around me for many years. What can I do to enjoy? And when I say enjoy, that's a bad term. What can I do to serve myself? Or how can I be happy and be comfortable? And when you think like that, not only do you go against the teaching of Jesus, who said, unless you give up your life for my sake, you're going to lose it. And you should serve others. You know, this is the message of Christ, and this is the message he lived. Not just he said it, he lived it. When you serve yourself and just focus on your needs. How can I make myself happy? You know, when you do that, you're wasting time. And we're all going to have to account for this someday. I mean, you know, like sometimes my message has to be tough here, but it's true. And I don't find that to be a depressing message. I find it to be a message, a motivational message, because it motivates me to do something. It motivates me to step into action and to seize the day, to seize the present moment. That's what God wants us to do. So if I live in the past by regretting things, if I dwell or worry about the future, oftentimes I can lose sight of the present moment. And if I, by the same token, if I put off things that can be done today until tomorrow, then I'm going to waste time. And really the message of this gospel today is don't waste time. Get it done today. If you have something to do, do it today. So that each day, you live each day as if it's your last. It's the old Frank Sinatra line. I've used it before. I love it. Live every day if it's your as if it was your last, and one day you'll be right. Now, you know, whenever I say that, I say, I have no idea where old Frank was spiritually when he said that, but it's a really good way to live your life as a Christian. And that doesn't mean just grab as much enjoyment as you can. That means do what you can to serve Jesus this day, because you don't know if you will have tomorrow. And at the same time, appreciate today. Don't wait for things to be perfect in your life in order to enjoy your life. I think that's another mistake we make sometimes, right? Well, once things settle down, then I'm going to be able to relax. Well, things will never settle down. We're always going to have problems. Instead, seek the joy that comes from within, the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit, which is, joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit and is not dependent on what's going on around you. It's not dependent on external circumstances. That's a mistake we make sometimes. Well, I'll be joyful when I make more money, or I'll be joyful when I get married, or I'll be joyful when I get a better job. I'll be joyful when this pandemic is over. You know, that's a mistake, because if we have God in our life, and we do, we have access to him, then we have that joy. But it's a choice too. You know, it's a choice to rejoice, to make that decision that I'm going to be joyful today. It's not necessarily a feeling. I think sometimes we think it's a feeling and it's based on what's happening around me. I'll be joyful because it's a sunny day and the weather is perfect. Or I'll be joyful because I just got an inheritance check and I got a lot of money to spend. No, we're going to be joyful. We should be joyful as part of our relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But today is the day. Don't put it off until tomorrow. You know, I remember when, as this pandemic began to unfold, and man, it hit quickly, and things seemed to spiral out of control very quickly. I remember thinking that, wow, I remember thinking back to the day that my last day in church at daily mass, I think it was a Saturday, and Eileen and I went to mass on Saturday like we always do, and we never thought that we would not be inside the church again for several months, including Holy Week. I mean, it was unbelievable. That was never even a thought. And here we are. All of a sudden, the churches are closed. And I remember thinking and talking to Jesus about it and saying, Jesus, I'm sorry. I should have appreciated you more. Because I did take for granted that I would always be able to go to church and receive communion whenever I wanted. I really believed that it was my decision. If I want to go to daily mass, I'll be able to go to daily mass. It just never occurred to me. But you know what? You never know. And now when I go, I am really grateful. I still need to work on it. But I'm more grateful than I was before. Every day that I step inside of the church and I'm able to receive Jesus, I am very thankful. Because I realize it may be the last time I receive him. It may be the last time I receive him in this life. I don't know. He could call me home tonight or tomorrow. You know, and again, I'm not trying to upset you. I'm just trying to get you revved up a little bit. We should be excited about this day. If he gives you another day, don't get upset because it's cloudy or raining out. He gave you this day. He's giving you another chance to get it right. You know, it's really an example of his mercy. There are times he could have taken me when I was not ready to go. So each day he gives me, I don't want to waste. I want to look for new ways to serve him, to work on some of my imperfections, to let the Holy Spirit transform me a little bit more into the image of Jesus. Every day that he gives me, I should have something to show for it. And sometimes I think if you sit around and just wait for bad things to happen or wait for the end, that's what happened with the people of Thessalonica in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Paul addresses that. They expected Jesus to come around soon, come again soon, and a lot of them just stopped working. And they thought, we're just going to sit around and wait for him. And Paul said, no, get busy. So I think we all need to hear this get ready, stay awake message, because we tend to let our guards down. We have this tendency to get complacent, to think that, well, Jesus hasn't returned for 2,000 years, so he's not going to come back anytime soon. It can happen tomorrow. But we do know, you know, we don't know when he's coming again in glory. But all of us know an approximate idea of how many years we have on this earth. If you're 30, even if you live to 100, you got 70 years maximum. So we need to be aware of that end point, I think. And not take a chance. See, that's the other thing. When I was younger, I would sometimes think, well, one of these days, I got to clean up my act. I've got to start doing things the right way. I've got to give up these sinful habits. I have to stop doing this. But you know what? I got time. I'm still young yet. But I really was pushing the envelope a little bit. I was taking some chances with that attitude. Yes, statistically, my odds of dying are greater the older I get. But you don't want to take that chance. So I hope that you, from this gospel, I hope it doesn't upset you. I just hope you understand that this day is a gift given to you by God. Just to be grateful for it, first of all, to thank him, and to really seize the day and do the best you can to give him glory, you know, through your actions, through your words, even through your thoughts. What are you going to do to make a difference in this world today? Because the world needs you to make a difference. You don't need me to tell you the world's messed up right now. A lot of craziness, a lot of division, a lot of hatred. You can be a positive influence. Even if you only reach out to one or two people, if we all did that, this world would change, right? So the message is today, I think, let's make the most of the day. Let's not wait. Let's not put off doing today. Let's not put off until tomorrow what we could do today. And let's just ask the Lord to help us, to give us the grace that we need to make it through this day. All right. So, you know, it was great hanging out with you today. I'm looking at the sky. It's getting pretty dark. We have a thunderstorm potentially coming this way. It's always a little spooky when that happens. I hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And God willing, I really look forward to being back with you on Monday for Following the Truth. Don't forget the weekend edition of the Gary Zimek Show so you can hear about a little insight into the Sunday Mass readings. And as always, if you need me, you can always reach me even over the weekend at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's G-A-R-Y at followingthetruth.com. If you have not done so, please check out my website, followingthetruth.com, and sign up for my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily devotional. That comes out on Saturday and Sunday, too. So you can hear from yours truly, even on the weekend, if you are so inclined. If you would be kind enough to leave a donation for my ministry, the summer's pretty lean normally. It's even worse this year. You can do that by just going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. I would really appreciate that. It would really help me to keep my ministry funded. You are really helping tremendously, and I continue to ask you to do that. You're in my daily prayers, and I would ask you to keep me in your daily prayers, me and my family, and I would appreciate that. We really need them. These are tough times. They're tough times for all of us, and the prayers really do help. I can't tell you how many stories of miraculous interventions I've seen that came about due to prayer. So I'm a firm believer. Let's pray for one another. We need it. Okay? Again, it's my pleasure to be able to hang out with you. Have a wonderful weekend. Seize the day. Don't waste any time. Live each day as if it's your last. And as old Blue Eyes said, one day you're going to be right. Who knows when that day will be? As the Lord said, nobody knows the day nor the hour, but He's coming. He's coming one way or another. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and I will talk to you next time.